The Central New York Community Foundation recently awarded a $24,000 grant to the Positivity Project. The program in 44 schools throughout Central New York will use the funding to expand its character education training programs in the Syracuse City School District. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the goal is teaching kids how to be positive people.
Liverpool's Morgan Road Elementary School principal Brett Woodcock says if you ask any of the kids in his school, they'll be able to tell you their top character strengths. So we asked fourth grader McKenna Metrick.
Perseverance, bravery, and kindness.
And she wasn't shy about talking about her weaknesses.
Appreciation of beauty and excellence, humility and modesty, and creativity.
McKenna and other students have been part of the Positivity Project in their school for over 2 years. It drums each of 24 character strengths identified by scientists into these kids during 15-minute increments in an academic day. Woodcock says children become more aware of their strengths and weaknesses, as well as more aware and empathetic of others.
They have a better understanding of who they truly are. And that's something that when it comes to situations with bullying, things like that, really having that self-confidence and self-awareness of who I am is a key piece of that.
Woodcock says Morgan Road embarked on the program after a group of teachers said the school's old character ed program wasn't having the impact they wanted. Woodcock admits it's hard to quantify the results of these kinds of programs, although he does say there are fewer kids sent to the principal's office since the school started preaching this positive psychology. And while it may eat 15 minutes out of a school day crammed with academics, it's worth it.
We spend hours on ELA, we spend hours on math, we spend a significant amount of time on science and social studies, but this might be the most important thing that we do.
As for McKenna, it's helped her pay more attention to what's happening around her and figure out ways to help.
Like, if someone's not treating their friend nicely, I'll be like, don't do that, you shouldn't be doing that at all. And they'll be like, okay, McKenna, I won't do it.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.